Yo, what's good? It's Rocky Fresh checking in. We right here at the Chicago Bulls game, and I'm checking in with my dogs at EC Sports. Make sure you get in tune right now. Yeah.
EC Sports live in action. We are especially live.
Hold on, let me take my beautiful.
How live are we? I don't think we could get any more live than live here at the United Center.
Like we told you guys, we don't play games.
Like
we're at the UC.
Don't know if we thought it was a joke before, but if you didn't know, welcome to EC Sports live at the United Center. Rick, Dion, 2020, happy new year, my brother.
Haven't seen this guy in a while. We call him Ricky Raincheck, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, I didn't get
Florida for 10 days.
I didn't get no darker in Florida.
No, you didn't.
At all. Because it was like 70-something degrees. But I heard it snowed back home.
So what do we got? Show ready to go at the UC?
At the United
watching
Center.
The Washington Wizards get ready.
wait, hang on. But let's set this up properly. We are watching the visiting 13-26 Washington Wizards are invading the United Center to face off against the 14-27 Chicago Bulls.
Wow.
Dion, what are you looking forward to tonight as we continue to cover all things Chicago sports?
To be honest, I'm looking forward to a meal. I'm hungry. I want to eat right after this.
Okay.
Seriously, I want to talk to Denzel Valentine. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he gets some playing time today. Hey, look, there's John fucking Wall. Wow.
There he is, warming
right there.
Up.
Let me get him on camera.
Yeah, why don't you get him on the content right there?
What are you looking to see?
Yeah, honestly, I'm excited to see Bradley Beal play for the first time in person. First time I get to see him in person. And as you guys know, there
Wall
are plenty. Yeah, he got a little muscle to him. John Wall does. And as you guys know, as a Lakers fanatic, there's a lot of baby Lakers, former Lakers on this team. Mo Wagner, as he's warming up right now. Thomas Bryant and who was that? Who was my other guy? It doesn't matter. Isaac Bonga, that's the other one. So I'm excited to see two teams with some stuff to prove. Try to figure it out and prove it tonight.
I mean, the East.
That's what I got.
What do you think about the East? The East is very interesting. The Bulls were in the mix. I want them to stay out the mix.
We talked two shows ago that the Bulls were 2.5 games out of the eighth seed. Then they proceeded to lose about 5 to 6 games. Their defense fell off of a cliff, which they were playing better on defense. It seemed like they were becoming a team that wrapped around their coaches and his philosophy. And then that ended. The holidays came around. The Bulls went back to being a shitty defensive basketball team.
Yeah.
And, they look up and see a bunch of other teams in the standings. And I don't think Chicago should expect a playoff push at any point in time. What do you think?
No, there's not a real, unless you know something I don't, there's not a real number one caliber outside of the kid that left Memphis. Yeah. I just think we got to get past number 7.
We talking about the draft?
Yeah.
Is it
I'm
draft
talking
time?
About the draft, bro.
It's 2020, so we might as well be
talking
about the Bulls
All-Star,
draft.
Because we still trying to get in there, too.
We are. Wait, one more time, D. For the folks that are just joining us on the EC Sports Show, what is the Bulls' curse when it comes to the NBA draft?
They get the number 7 pick. 3 in a row. I don't know, man. And then their number ones get injured. Thank God for him that Derrick Rose is having a great season. Mm-hmm. Don't forget about Jay Williams running into a tree on a motorcycle. The Bulls just have a lot of – Michael Jordan wasn't number one for you youngins that don't know that. He was number 2 behind who?
Sam Bowie.
Oh, he got their name Sam Bowie.
Yeah, just
but
thank
him. You, Portland.
Yeah, right. Portland
that.
Also took Greg Oden over Kevin Durant.
True. So Portland has some issues as well. But the Bulls obviously, clearly have – some draft, and then the NBA draft lottery was in Chicago.
But you brought up a good point. You said that this year, you were speaking on the kid from Memphis.
Yeah.
You got LaMelo Ball that's coming in as potential number one pick. But
as
honestly, they're rating this draft. They're saying this is one of those Andrew Bogut number one pick drafts. Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're saying this year. They're saying this is one of those Andrew Wiggins number one pick drafts this year.
What about
it's not a good year to be a bad basketball team. Oh, yeah, sorry. Let me retract that. Not Andrew Wiggins. You're doing your thing this year. Keep balling, my man. Anthony Bennett type of draft this year. So I don't really know how further you're going to get as an organization by being high in the draft this year. I'll tell you what, man. For the content on our show, let's get LaMelo Ball. Let's draft LaMelo Ball.
Hey,
let's talk to him. Let's get
tell you right now,
let's get LeVar in Chicago. How about
I'm
that?
I'm tell you right now. That dude brings notoriety.
Right?
He brings finesse.
Mm-hmm.
He brings media attention. He brings everything that Chicago needs in the big three cities.
The team might
be
playing.
I will take him in a second.
The team might be playing like a small market organization, but this is Chicago, Illinois, man.
Yeah.
This stadium still sells out more tickets than a lot of decent NBA teams do. You can go to an LA Clippers game for $10.
Yeah,
I'll give you $10 if you can go to a Bulls game for that cheap.
You can. You're paying at least $28 to get in this motherfucker.
Tonight. Tonight
and
against
here.
The 13-26 Washington Wizards.
What do you think about Kendrick Perkins' statements about the Bulls coach, about Kobe White, all of that? What do you think about that?
I think not every athlete is meant to be a media person.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it real. Just because
you're
keeping it real does not mean you are right.
No.
Kendrick Perkins is an opinionist. He don't write
he
columns.
That.
He don't write think pieces.
No.
He just wakes up in the morning, uses his knowledge,
nice
comes
beard,
to work,
though.
Talks about that beard. Me and my barber actually talked about that, man. It's taking a decent amount of Beijing because you know Kendrick Perkins got some gray.
He Beijing.
You know he got
love.
Some gray. Embrace
hey,
it, man.
This ain't Beijing. Excuse me. You got options, barber. This ain't Beijing, man. This
right.
me. He can tell you that.
See, all natural?
Yeah. I got some grays. Salt and pepper. The wifey likes it.
See? So to answer your questions, I take most of what Kendrick Perkins says, especially as a former Celtic.
Okay.
With a grain of salt. You know, everybody needs a job, I guess, to pay the bills. His son actually plays basketball a lot like he does. His son's name is Stone.
Stone Perkins?
And he looks
wow.
like a football player out on the court. You know, shout out to little man. I'm sure he'll be ranked and all that stuff. But just
hey,
so you
Kobe
know,
daughter balling, by the way.
Balling.
Shout out to Talia. Is it Natalia that's killing?
Yeah.
Hey, or is it Gianna? No, it's Natalia.
It's Natalia, then Gianna, and then she's got the third one whose middle name
Wait,
is Kobe.
Wait, Gianna's the middle? If Gianna the middle, then that's the one. Because the top one plays volleyball, the oldest.
Oh, okay.
So the middle one is about to kill. She's playing with Zeebo's daughter.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Which, by the way, let's give a congratulations to the WNBA. They just agreed on a better collective bargaining agreement
for
the league. They are getting more money for the top players, more money for all players. They are getting better benefits. They're doing exactly.
They got to play overseas to make money.
Just to make ends meet. Like, we make fun of the old NBA where a dude had to go be a carpenter by night or by day and go and play an NBA game by night.
That happened.
These women are still doing it and birthing children and all that stuff. So shout out to the women of the WNBA. Let's flip it to a goodbye, actually. Let's say goodbye to Luke Kuechly.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Up and retired at 28.
Mo Wagner? No.
No, that's old boy
that's
who
old
we
boy.
Need to look up the name of. Then I'm going to talk to him. That's a little inside baseball here on EC Sport. Yeah, let's pull him up. His name is.
Here it is. Which one?
It's the D 42. He is 42.
Davis Bertans?
Yeah, Bertans. That's his name.
Latvia.
We're going to talk to him because that man is shooting the mess out of the three-point ball. So I want to ask him, how does it feel for you know, the first time in his young career to be part of the trade rumors during trade season. So looking forward to talking to Davis
Bertans.
Okay.
Just looking around at the fans filing in.
Checking out what we got here. Yeah. What do you think? What are we thinking about capacity? You think the upper deck's going to be filled out tonight? Or
not at all.
Not a lot of DMV people from Chicago?
It's hump day for the week. If it was Saturday, it'd be a different story. But Bulls aren't like how they used to be, man. We need some type of superstar power in here. And I believe that LaMelo, not LiAngelo, LaMelo, would bring some in.
Speaking of the Ball family, Alonzo's hooping a little bit. Alonzo's doing his thing last 10 games. He's averaging about 22 points a game. He's shooting 38% from three, which, as everybody knows, been talking about his three-point shot. It's looking better. Ever since he was benched earlier in the year, he's come back. Looks like he's putting together a most improved player candidate season. So we'll give credit where credit is due. We like to do our slandering here on the EC Sports Show.
Of course. Do we do that?
But, you know, I think it's called truth-telling in a passionate way.
And people don't like that.
Yeah, no, they hate that. Speaking of All-Star
Game. Shout out to the wifey.
Oh, boy.
Hey, babe.
Oh, boy.
Love you.
All-Star Weekend's coming up. Around the corner. I'm not getting into that one. Well, are you we're working on finding our ends here.
Still.
I know this. We're going to figure out a way.
I sit
under
the light
this table.
Fixture.
Yeah.
I'll dangle my feet. I'll throw T-shirts. I got
to
do.
I'll train from now until then to be the trapeze act.
Whatever you
just
need.
Up on the top.
I just did my T25. I'm in shape. Let's go.
See? Oh, T25.
Shout out.
Yeah,
bro.
Is that Beachbody?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Beachbody's got a they got
Cali,
like a subscription service now.
By Cali, you're going to be like, bro.
You can buy everything. You can just subscribe to their services now. Is that what you do?
No.
And then you just picked it? Or you just got
T25.
Okay.
That's all I need.
Okay.
Fuck the other shit.
Man, I used to be an insanity and a P90X person. Man, it's crazy. I mean, looking back on it, we do like football practice and come back and do insanity. I don't have that lung capacity. You started hooping with the youngins.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us how that went?
Warren can run some clips right now.
there you go.
Yeah, no.
No?
No, for real. It's good workout. They're 14. I get to train my son and his friends. His friend Cam is the starting quarterback for the freshman football team, and he plays point guard on the basketball team. Dylan's the starting cornerback. That's my boy, and he's playing two guard on the high school team.
Yep.
And then DeMonte is a good prospect to look out for. He's about 6'4". He's 14, and he's about my size.
Coming out of what high school?
We are at Glenbard East right now. It's all about, I tell them all the time, man. Freshman year is the exhibition year. Stop getting mad. It's freshman year. I'll get you to where you got to be.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to have Warren help work out for football. Everybody don't know, Warren was a beast back at Schaumburg for the Saxons. Heard you were the left tackle.
Yeah, I
was
the
right tackle.
Man, that was the important tackle.
Oh, you were the blind side.
I had the blind side.
Wow.
I was decent. Warren, though, was a talent that decided not to move forward with his talents.
Yeah, he lost, which I totally understand. Sometimes when you move these kids up, they want to play with their friends,
man. They
want
to play with their age group.
And he was on a bench to be on varsity when he could have been demolishing on sophomore. And it's like, I don't understand why coaches do that. Why do you think?
Coaches want to win. They don't care. They want to win on the varsity level. They will cherry pick. They'll do whatever they need to do, even if they have to sacrifice an individual player for their underclassman year. But get them in the system so that the next year they're up to game speed in varsity.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do. I played up on varsity my sophomore year, ended up coming back down to sophomore because I was out of position. They had me playing DN.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all know, I was a basketball player turned football player. My first year playing football was my freshman year of high school. I ain't know shit from shit.
Same.
And they just wanted, they saw height. Size. Yep. Yeah, oh, yeah, get your hefty self. I was decent freshman year. They moved me up. They're like, dog, you don't like hitting people. I'm like, no the fuck shit. Right? So then junior and senior year, they moved into left tackle. These poles went to work, right? So that's all it's about, man. Another person that I want to introduce Dylan to, we were talking about, is my boy Josh of Options Basketball, which is funny because you're
let's
your
make that happen ASAP.
Your barber is called
You got Options.
You got Options, and Josh is Options Basketball. So I'm
let's make that happen on EC Sports.
And let's plug his stuff. Josh is a great skills trainer in the Northwest suburbs. Make sure you go check him out. He's located in Hoffman Estates. We're going to link it up, do some content for you guys. But Dylan, get your lungs ready, baby.
Content
boy.
For content, baby.
We're going to go. We gonna
shout
go.
It out.
We can show some clips of how my experience and my workout was with Josh. Just so you know, I took my highlights, not my lowlights, but a brother was out of breath. But, yeah, we're looking forward to it. I guess that's a good segue. Going into 2020, man, we're here. We're all about content. We're going to keep pumping out a lot of good stuff for you guys. We're talking to y'all. We're figuring out what you guys like. There's a lot of crap out here in the world. We just want to give good stuff to the good people. Dion, I had an audition for a commercial.
Wow.
And we'll find out how it goes. I can't give away too much stuff. At work. At work commercial.
Oh.
So we still got to keep the names of the stuff under wraps. But, you know, all we're trying to do is continue to expand and grow so that you guys, when you ride with us on this road that we call EC Sports, Matador Productions, you guys knew where we started, right? I mean, not to humble brag, but I think that we're off to a pretty blazing the spot so far going into the new year. So we're excited to keep grinding with you guys.
Super Bowl.
So, speaking of the Super Bowl, my birthday's coming up. Dion, I'm going to be a year older.
Wow.
I'm
still in your 20s, though, bro.
We were talking about it on the ride up. I'm in a little bit of a jam because I have a Super Bowl birthday.
Hey, John Wall splashing them holes.
He was breaking all my eyes off for a little segment. So yeah, he was getting, he's too swole right now. You
he's
know.
Huge.
He doing that for the club. John Wall doing that for the cutoff shirts
see
right
the,
now.
You see the chains?
Yeah, he's got the whole repertoire on. He pulling something in Chicago tonight.
He was in Achilles?
Yeah.
Damn.
He back. He'll be fine. Because they said, like, John Wall could probably come back right now. They said, because he tore it at the beginning of last year. It's the next year halfway through.
Yeah.
Hell, Kobe.
Just being safe. Fuck
Kobe
it.
Came back. Kobe's going to end up
coming
back
sooner
than John
Wall. Don't do that. Don't mention Kobe in the same breath. Kobe's a different Android.
Comparatively speaking.
Not phone. Kobe's a machine.
What are we thinking for the Super Bowl, D? What are we thinking?
I got to go Patty Ma.
Okay.
Fuck Green Bay.
Okay.
Period. Tennessee, although, is looking really good. I just don't see them beating Patty. And, who do you got? I don't care. Green Bay just doesn't have it.
My ideal scenario was Baltimore, which we haven't talked to y'all since Baltimore died. But that was one of those buzzsaw things. Titans took out the Patriots. You think they really going to be intimidated by the Ravens?
Bro, Derrick Henry a beast, bro. He took a while, but fuck.
You want to do comparatively speaking? Here's the thing about professional athletes. Let's just, y'all want to get wild real quick. John Wall is probably 210 right now. John Wall is probably 6'5", 210. Derrick Henry is 6'1". What do you have John Wall's height listed?
6'4".
John Wall's listed at 6'4", and you know they're doing the real heights this year. They wasn't bullshitting. John Wall 6'4". What they got his weight at? 210, right? Derrick Henry's probably what? 6'1", 6'2", 240? Talk about athletes, man. Derrick Henry looks like a monster among men. you look at these NBA athletes, this is a game of giants. LeBron is, Derrick Henry is a baby to LeBron, standing next to LeBron James. You know? Like, left tackles are small forwards.
Yes.
You know, it might be a little bit heftier, but. So, I'm sorry, you said you got Patty going up against the hometown kid, Jimmy G?
San Francisco, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. That was my ideal matchup. I'm sorry. It was going to be Lamar against Jimmy G. I couldn't lose. Either could
that
get
defense is
the
sick,
phenom
man.
Against a guy that Warren and I both have competed against in high school football. Just so you guys know, we beat Jimmy G high school football back in the day. Beat him 13-10 on Rolling Meadows. Rolling Meadows home field.
They have a football team?
Yeah. Junior year was the second time we played him, and he wasn't the starting quarterback then.
Wow.
Then he went to Eastern. He was at Eastern same time my wife was. I partied with
Tony
him.
Tony Romo.
Partied with Jimmy G at the at the football house.
Did he smile at Eastern? You?
No, he remembers me. He remembers me. He's like, Barnes.
You know, hey,
I was like,
Jimmy.
You know, I wasn't going to embarrass myself like that, but you know. My boy, shout out Shepherd Little.
Ricky.
He was the starting running back at Eastern at the time. I'm talking 2010 to 2014, obviously. And you know, he took me to the football house. Eastern Illinois is Blue Mountain State University.
Really?
I went to ISU. You know, it was cool. It was popping and stuff like that. But
NIU,
Eastern,
baby.
Eastern's
Huskies.
Out there. Well, Northern's out there too. DeKalb. Yeah. You know, you getting into some interesting things in the country out there.
There's gangbangers out there. They pass Annie Glidden that toll.
You got gangbangers
Gangster.
And racists, like, living across the highway from each other. You don't know who you get shot by out there.
It's crazy, bro.
So, who is it? Is this the new announcer?
No, that's Chuck Garfine. He's the radio guy.
Oh, he sounds like a radio guy.
Yeah, you'll see the new announcer later. He's very interesting guy.
Yeah.
So who
we
you
were
got,
here for his debut.
Yeah. So you have
San Francisco, Kansas City.
All right. So there's no betting with us.
No. And but there will be
who
squares.
Do you have
there will be squares
at the house.
At the house for
who
the
do you have
birthday
in the
celebration.
Game? Gotta go with your boy Jimmy.
They're dominant right now.
Go with your boy Jimmy.
Because you're going to go with Patrick.
Yeah. Make it interesting, fam.
Let me marinate.
He ain't going to bet.
You know I will.
Beat his ass
I just
many
lost
times.
Some money betting for Clemson to win.
Where we at? I'm 4-up, 4-2.
What? What? If anything, we are tied 2-2.
We're not tied, fam.
What is our last bet?
We're 3-2, maybe.
Oh,
on me.
God. You know what? Now that I think about it, it's 5-1 my way.
We need to keep track because.
Let me think about it. I might take Jimmy. If it gets there, hell. Tennessee all about ruining everybody's party right now. Can you imagine a Tennessee-Green Bay Super Bowl?
Tennessee and Green Bay.
Nobody watching that shit. You know who's watching that shit, actually?
Who?
Lil Wayne and Anthony Davis. With our last few minutes on the EC Sports Show, we got to talk about Anthony Davis and the uproar of Chicago fans realizing that he's a Packers fan.
Ow.
I figured this out early when he was traded to the Lakers and he was getting some tweets off about the Packers. I was like, damn, bro from the South Side. And he rocking with Green Bay. All right, you know, whatever, get it how you lived.
The first host on our
right,
show.
Right, man. And that
first guest.
Hey, nice. But you think I'm playing, dog? You know who's about to outdo her? Daughter.
I know, right? We got to make that happen, buddy.
That's the cheese right there, man. Anyways, we ain't going to let y'all know about that one real quick. We're just going to drop that one on y'all.
Y'all saw the popcorn. Remember that one?
Yep. Just unbothered.
That's going to be the opening.
Yeah, right?
Opening credits.
Lila's World.
Go ahead. You had something before we
What
left.
Was I talking about?
Left it that quick.
What did we? Just gone.
Is that Drew Gooden?
Where at? Where at?
Beard, bald.
Ah, being good and good enough. Yeah, that's Drew Gooden. Sorry, I probably can't say the N-word on the EC Sports Show.
Say the N-word.
That was
Richard
J. Cole.
Barnes, you're a Saxon. Have some class.
That was a J. Cole line right there. How do you think NBA athletes feel about getting name dropped, but like not in the good way? But they don't do that a lot. They don't do
I don't
that
like
a lot.
J. Cole, so.
Oh. Well, that's a show in itself.
Yeah.
That is a show in itself.
Yeah, not a fan.
So as we wrap up here, because we're going to end the show with our interviews that we're going to take place today, give you all a quick little halftime report.
Yeah,
we're going to head.
We're giving Danny some time off. He's wedding coming up.
Shit.
We'll be there. We're actually shoot a show in Saturday in Cali if the wives allow.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Going to have to.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Danny's busy, so 2 Minute Drill will be back soon.
2 Minute
after
Drill
the wedding.
Be back after the
it's
wedding.
On hiatus.
We're going to go up there. We're gonna go up there and work.
Show them the court.
Yeah, let me show. Let's get y'all. Let's get y'all.
It's not
oh, I can't
turn
it around.
It.
Oh, I'm just gonna have to show.
Yeah,
them
you
like
just
that.
Have to show. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Where we're at.
Yeah.
Starting to
so,
go in.
All right. So as everybody is
getting
filing in, we're gonna say bye. First one at the UC. EC Sports. Rick, Dion.